This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Polling shows that despite recent COVID-19 surges, people in rural areas are less likely to support some public health measures, such as stay-at-home orders, than people in and around cities. In Colorado, rural Logan County was one of the first that in that state to see its cases spike in the recent surge. Total case numbers are small relative to urban areas, yet healthcare resources are strained. KUNC's Adam Reyes reports.
Natalie Bejarano and her husband started a carpet cleaning company in 2019. 7 months later, a statewide stay-at-home order halted the growth of their new enterprise. They could barely afford to cover overhead and put food on the table.
To be honest, it was very hard. And I understand I was not the only one going through all this.
But members of her family also contracted COVID-19. Her grandfather died from the disease in April, and her father was hospitalized with it soon after. She says he's still recovering.
As much as I want my business to grow, I don't want the cases to grow as well.
Cases in Logan County are growing. It's home to the state's largest prison, a big outbreak site. And since September, non-inmate cases have also shot up, affecting more than 9% of the county's population. And now, all indoor dining is off limits.
I've heard from some businesses that said, if we have to shut down, we won't survive.
That's Sterling City Manager Donald Sailing. Sterling is the seat of Logan County, and Sailing says sales tax revenue has been better than expected. Still, the city has a hiring and purchasing freeze, and case restrictions make another dent in the budget.
If you go to our parks, people have complained, well, they're just not the same as they used to be. Well, you know, I didn't hire 17 part-timers for seasonal.
Under tighter state restrictions imposed on the county in November, Trevor Bedsall can no longer serve inside his bar and grill, Hootenanny's, and he isn't making enough money from takeout. Meanwhile, he points out, big box stores have fewer restrictions.
I think that is going to be a big impact than a business like myself that's going to have 60 to 70 people that come stay apart and our tables are sanitized every time they walk in.
He supports some restrictions and says he wonders if the current spike in cases could have been prevented if his community just followed public health guidelines. In Greeley, Colorado, I'm Adam Reyes for Marketplace.